This is the KHSU homepage. I'm your host, Lorna Bryant. The Campus Dialogue on Race is a week of workshops, presentations, and conversations focused on intersectional forms of oppression and resistance offered by and for the students, staff, faculty, and community members. It takes place every year at Humboldt State. This year's theme is Identity, Urgency, and the Body Politic. Students, staff, and faculty and community members are invited to present a workshop or facilitate a discussion. Here to tell us more are Amy Salinas Westmoreland, coordinator for the HSU Multicultural Center, and Malcolm Chinaiwa. He's a CDOC committee member and also an employee at the African American Center for Academic Excellence. That was a mouthful. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Amy, let's start with you. Tell me about this year's theme for the Campus Dialogue on Race, or CDOC, as you're calling it?
CDOR. Oh. That would be the, acronym for it. So this year's theme is Identity, Urgency, and the Body Politic. We thought it was really important to kind of reflect upon this being an election year. There's a lot kind of happening right now politically. So we really wanted something that would be a broad kind of topic so then people can present on it. Identity, urgency, body politic, really that's open to a lot of different interpretations, looking at race, looking at queerness, looking at intersectionality, looking at voter suppression, all of those different things that are kind of connected, and doing workshops on those because we thought it would be incredibly important.
And Malcolm, you are on the committee. Are you a part of the selection process for the proposals that will come forward?
I am, actually, yes. I'm on the proposal review committee, and it's one of my favorite jobs of being part of the committee is getting to look at the ideas that people are circulating about, you know, workshops and presentations to fit with, you know, the theme and to make Dialogue on Race a really robust week of activity.
So tell me about this proposal process. What must someone do if they want to present?
So on our website, there's an actual form that you can go and fill out with questions about, like, what kind of presentation you want to do, how does this relate to the theme, potential trigger warnings that you might want to issue before or during your presentation. And then we, as the review committee, sit down and look at all the presentations that people are thinking about and try to understand what the benefits of having a presentation like this might be, how well does that fit into the overall scheme of the week of activities, and try to figure out which ones of these presentations works best with our ideas and with what the campus needs.
Have you ever presented yourself?
I have. I think I've done 4 presentations for Dialogue on Race in the last couple years.
So, okay.
Yeah, I'm a vet.
So what would you tell someone who is interested in a proposal as a vet?
Don't be afraid. Don't be shy. I think a lot of the best presentations start as ideas that are a little bit sort of challenging or risky or might not otherwise come up in conversation, which I think is a huge benefit of Dialogue on Race, is that we're having really tough conversations and we're having the kinds of conversations that sometimes don't happen but need to happen. I would also say just keep a very open mind and be very flexible with your communication and with your presentation style, because there's going to be a lot of different people in the room who are experiencing a lot of different things and have a lot of different opinions. And the best dialogue comes from people who can keep that discussion open with regards to all of our differences and all of our experiences.
Absolutely. And Amy, this year's keynote speaker is part of that discussion, community-wide, actually, county-wide, the Haas Institute. Can you tell me about the keynote speaker and the connection with the county, Humboldt County and Del Norte County?
Yes. So Professor Ian Haney Lopez, who is the author of Dog Whistle Politics, How Coded Racial Appeals Have Reinvented Racism and Wrecked the Middle Class, will be coming in. Professor Lopez is actually works at UC Berkeley and is a part of the Haas Institute there. So our community has really kind of started an initiative. It's called the Equity Alliance of the North Coast, and is working with the Haas Institute. And HSU is involved in that too. So we have committees that are working on that and really trying to make the experience for those that are at HSU specifically better within the community and bridging that gap between students, faculty, staff, and community members, and making sure that, you know, we're utilizing the community in a way that that's positive.
And full disclosure, I will be speaking with some of those folks next Thursday during Thursday Night Talk from the Haas Institute about this collaboration to have this difficult conversation that you're talking about. So tell me about some of the other events that are going on in conjunction with Campus Dialogue on Race, and also, and I notice you're not calling it Campus Dialogue on Race. I've heard you both say more so Dialogue on Race, because it is a community event.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other community events that are coming up?
So tied into Campus Dialogue on Race, we actually have the author Benjamin Madley, who is the author of An American Genocide, The United States, and the California Indian Catastrophe. He will be here and on November 2nd and 3rd, and that is tied in. He's a featured speaker for the Campus Dialogue on Race. Other events that we have going on, Asian Desi Pacific Islander Welcome Reception will be happening on September 16th, which is a Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. in the KBR. That will also be tied in with our Autumn Moon Festival. And I know that Malcolm has some events that are coming up too.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So tomorrow, September 9th, the African American Center for Academic Excellence is hosting the African American Creating Community Reception in the KBR at the Kate Buchanan Room at 6 p.m. It's open to everyone. You don't have to identify as African American to attend. And there'll be music and food and games and prizes, and just an opportunity to get everyone in the room and kind of make an appraisal of who's here and get to know everyone and get to know about awesome resources and events coming up. And then next Wednesday, we have Mo Spencer coming to campus, who's an awesome attorney who looks at social justice issues, especially pertaining to the legalization of marijuana. And he'll be here Wednesday at 6 in the KBR as well.
Now, about that African-American community reception, since it is about creating community, so if there are community members who are allies to the African-American community, both here on campus and abroad, are you encouraging them to attend, or African-American businesses in the community?
Absolutely. We've had some very rich connections made with community members through that creating community reception. Allies, African-American, otherwise, everybody's welcome. And I think it makes the event a lot more vibrant when there's a lot of different people and a lot of people from different places in the room.
Absolutely. And that's tomorrow at 6 on the campus at the Kate Buchanan Room, right?
Absolutely, yes. Okay.
There's also the Latino-Latina Welcome Reception, which will be happening on September 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Kate Buchanan Room, and very much so like the African-American reception. Everybody's welcome, and community members that would like to be involved, definitely reach out to us.
Okay. And Amy, we are out of time, but if you can give us the location where we can find out more about proposal submissions, Multicultural Center, and the Dialogue on Race.
Oh, definitely. Go to our HSU website, Campus Dialogue on Race website, CDOR. It's humboldt.edu/CDOR. You can also go to our Cultural Centers for Academic Excellence website, or you can email CDOR@humboldt.edu if you would like to email us.
Thank you, Amy and Malcolm, for the work that you're doing, not only for the campus community, but the community at large. I'll give the information at the end of the program as well if you'd like more information about it. Thank you both.
Thank you.